Manu Patra alerts dated the 29th of May 2019. Supreme Court has rejected the challenge brought by Maharashtra government against the Bombay High Court's order granting bail to alleged Maoist sympathizer Kanath Muralidharan, who has been in custody in Pune's Yerwada jail since May 2015. Supreme Court has agreed to examine the powers of tax authorities to arrest an individual for goods and services tax, GST, evasion. Delhi High Court has asked the centre to give its stand on a petition seeking to set two-child norm as a criteria for government jobs, aids and subsidies, to control the country's rising population. Rajasthan High Court, while terming it as glaring example of the hire and fire policy and depriving teachers from the service benefits, impressed upon the need to do away with total ad hoc or more contractual appointment amongst teachers. Supreme Court has observed that Section 25F of the Industrial Disputes Act, 1947 will be applicable even in cases of workmen terminated on the ground that their appointment was illegal. Rajasthan High Court has directed the state government to withdraw driving licenses given to persons who can't read signboards, warning signs and other signals while observing that an illiterate person is virtually a menace for pedestrians on the road. Delhi High Court has come to the rescue of a Pakistani woman married to an Indian and set aside the Leave India notice issued to her. Delhi High Court, while observing that it needed scientific consideration, issued notices to the centre and the National Health Commission for Women seeking their response to a PIL calling for extension of time limit for terminating the pregnancy on a women's own will to 24 or 26 weeks from the present 12 weeks. Madras High Court has held that the conversations between a prisoner and spouse should be unmonitored in recognition of the conjugal rights of prisoners. Delhi High Court has rejected the plea of UAE-based businessman Naval Kishore Kapoor challenging consideration of the supplementary charge sheet filed against him in a terror funding case in the Kashmir Valley allegedly involving Pakistan-based terrorist leaders Hafiz Saeed, Syed Salahuddin, seven Kashmiri separatist leaders, among others. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has taken serious note of leaking of the medical examination report of a three-year-old rape victim to the public. The court has issued notice to Inspector General Police and Medical Superintendent SKIMS in this regard. Delhi High Court has ordered the traffic police, municipal corporations and other stakeholders to ensure that vehicles are not parked on pavements and sought a detailed report in this matter. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has given 4 weeks' time to businessman Vikram Bakshi for settling his dues with the Housing and Urban Development Corporation, HUDCO. NCLT has directed Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, to conclude its probe into complaints against Hotel Leela Venture by the firm's minority shareholders by the 8th of July, the next date of hearing. National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission has directed for compensation to be paid to the Haryana farmers for loss of crop in addition to compensation that was awarded to them for mental harassment and cost of litigation earlier by the State Commission. National Green Tribunal has directed the Delhi Pollution Control Committee to furnish an action-taken report on the recovery of compensation from polluting plastic units in Narela and Vavana industrial areas. Bombay High Court has held that the mandatory timeline of 120 days for filing a written statement, WS, in a commercial suit would not apply to suits filed prior to the enactment of the Commercial Courts Act 2015.